We are builders, hear our call. Building knowledge, standing tall. Building character strong and true. Building community, me and you. We are
Builders!
It's Mrs. Fernandez here. We're back after Thanksgiving break. And today we have actually some makeup to do from a few weeks ago when Andrew was our star of the week. So Andrew's here. And who do we have with him?
Daniel.
And?
Nosh.
All right. Just kidding. We went on a field. We've been doing a lot of field trips lately, actually. One of the field trips we went to recently was the State House in Indianapolis. We got to learn about the three branches of government. So I just want to ask you guys, what are some of the things you learned about our government? And what are some of your favorite things that you saw when we were on that field trip?
One of my favorite things that I saw was the chandelier with the 100 light bulbs for all the people.
Yeah, a different light bulb for every representative in the House of Representatives, huh?
So the Supreme Court is one of the oldest rooms in the Indiana State House, and it has been there for like 39 years.
139
years, and I was surprised because of how old the building and the room is.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff in that room in particular is original to that room, right? And you talked about the chairs are even there. And even some of the podiums and stuff are there from our centennial tree, which is crazy. Anything else?
I really liked the staircases.
What about the staircases did you like?
That they're made out of marble.
It's a really fancy building, isn't it? It kind of fits, I think, with we have all these fancy people working in government trying to make our state better. And it's kind of cool that they have such a really fancy building to make that all happen. And the stained glass is my favorite part of that building. All the stained glass is beautiful. All right. We also did a math task called All in the Axes. And I'm going to let the kids describe what happened in that task a little bit, and then tell us a little bit about what you're researching.
You decide a topic and research things, and then you put it on a piece of paper. And if it was like poisonous this plant, then it would be like, and you could do like how poisonous and how like and how. Something
else, like how old they get or how big they are or something like that.
Or how rare they can be spawned or
all kinds of stuff. So they got to pick their own topics for this in groups, but then they were basically trying to plot these things onto graphs, whatever they were researching, and see if there are any patterns or relationships, right? And we're not quite to that part where we get to look at other people's, but they're working on their own graphs right now. So what did you guys research about your topic?
We did volcanoes and how often they erupt and how hot they get usually.
Ooh. Is there a difference in the temperature?
Yes, there's a really big difference.
Really? I didn't even know that myself. That's pretty cool. What about you, Daniel?
So me and Finn are researching app games that can be played on mobile or on PC. So, one of the games that we did that probably you guys know is Roblox, but I'm surprised when I was researching that Fortnite was so high of population and can be played on 10 consoles.
So you did that, what consoles it can be played on, and then how many people play it, the popularity of it?
Yeah.
Nice. I know we've got some groups doing all kinds of stuff with YouTubers, and I don't think we have sharks this year. I feel like we had sharks every year, but not this year. I should go look actually what we even have. Lots of cool things based on what the kids are interested in. So we're learning how graphs work and how they show relationships between different data points. We also were so lucky to have Purdue Space Day people come to our school. They did different activities with each grade level. Our fourth graders got to make straw rockets. So I'm going to have them tell a little bit about what that was like.
It was, like, really fun. We got to launch them after we made them.
What did you make the rockets out of?
A piece of, like, half a quarter of a straw, clay, and, like, some paper.
And what did the clay do? What was the clay part for?
The nose of the rocket.
Yeah, the nose cone. So you guys just had really simple materials, right? Mm-hmm. And then how did they launch these things? How did you launch the straw?
So what we did to launch the straw was there was, like, a pressure thing that, like when you this, like, you hold something up, and then once you let go, the pressure goes down and then into the rocket, and then the rocket goes out, and you can adjust from like the degrees. Like, for example, I wanted to do 45 degrees, and then I launch it. It's like it goes a certain amount of, like, feet, like, it for every direction, like, degrees you make.
Yeah, I was actually really impressed with how far these things launched, because they're such cheap materials, and all they did was have that, like you said, the little launcher. Once you dropped it, that pressure went through into the straw. The nose cone held all that air in, right? So it launched it pretty far down the hallway. We had a pretty stiff competition. I think Mrs. Dodd's class beat us, though, didn't they? We were in the lead for a while. We had some really close contenders, but that's really going to be really fun, too, because we're going to do some more rocket stuff at the end of the year in fourth grade, and that's going to be a fun tie-in, I think. Okay, the kids also, we are always trying to earn parties through good behavior, and they earned a party that they called the National Days Party, because we celebrate random national holidays in this class, and by celebrate, I mean we point them out, but the kids wanted to celebrate one of them, and so we earned it just in time for National Gingerbread Cookie Day to have our own gingerbread house building party. So they're going to tell us about what they did and what they liked about that.
I did, so they were, like, in a kit, the gingerbread houses were, I was going to do a different one, but then, someone else wanted to do that, but there was one that no one wanted to do, so I did that one, and then I realized that was, like, probably the best, because everyone else was having, like, a lot more trouble than I was. Is with putting it together.
Yeah. Those little kits, the pieces are small. They're cookie size, really. And sometimes things that look really cool are actually really complicated. And when we only had about 40 minutes, Knox is shaking his head. Yeah. What was complicated about it for you?
To get enough icing on it and, like, sticking and finding where the pieces went, because they're all in, like, one, like, stain.
Mm-hmm. So we did have some kids bring in some candies, but a lot of it was just from the kits. And so sharing that and getting the icing out and making sure you had enough for everybody, that's kind of hard, huh? What else was interesting and challenging about that?
So, like, for the icing was really sticky. So, like, if it got on your hand and you try to, like, get it off, there could be still some icing and probably when it dries, it could be sticky like glue.
Yeah. Did you try to pick up lots of little candies afterwards with that stuff on your fingers? Yeah. It smelled really good in here afterwards, though. I'll say that.
It tasted really good, too.
Okay, did you get sick after eating all that sugar, though?
No. I only get runny noses at winter.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Okay, the kids also had a couple things they wanted to share. Last week was a very short week because of Thanksgiving, but we did do a couple things, including introducing our new read aloud and starting it, and a little STEM challenge. They're going to talk a little bit about our book, first of all, which is a really important book to us, and they'll tell us why about that, too.
So the book we're reading is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And you guys may know this book or probably watched it already. And what we know about the book so far is that Lucy, went into a wardrobe, but the wardrobe was actually magic. So once you came in, when you came in, you were in a different place. A fawn came to Lucy, and then he was shocked. And then after a while, the fawn said that Lucy was in Narnia.
Yeah, so this magical world that's winter all the time is Narnia. What happened after that?
The fawn was like, hey, come with me. But Lucy was like, hey, I need to go home. But then eventually the fawn got Lucy to come with him. So then she ate a bunch of stuff there and then fell asleep. And she woke up and he told her that she was like, he was supposed to give Lucy to the queen, and if he didn't, then they were going to, cut off his tail and, turn him into stone. He started, crying and stuff, and then Lucy, got him to calm down and then got him to let her go back, and, her siblings, didn't go in enough or something, or they just didn't see the wardrobe.
When they went into the wardrobe, it wasn't magic for them, right? They were able to see the back of the wardrobe, and they're like, "What are you talking about, Lucy?" They think she's kind of crazy, or maybe trying to play a joke on them or something. Knox, why do we care about this book so much in my class?
Because they're going to watch the movie and do the play.
Yes. So this is a big introduction to something we're going to be doing all third quarter as we get our play together. We did a STEM challenge as well since it was Thanksgiving. A turkey had escaped and we were trying to trap the turkey, although we ended up having two camps in class. One wanted to trap it for Thanksgiving dinner and one was the turkey liberation camp. But still, they're trying to trap the turkey either way. Tell us a little bit about what that was like and what your design looked like.
My design was kind of a net. It was made out of pipe cleaners.
Okay. A net out of pipe cleaners. And how is that going to be triggered?
I haven't figured that out.
Working on that part still, because I did say it has to be working without us doing too much, right? Just the turkey triggering it. What about you?
My original plan was to build a box with popsicle sticks, and it kind of comes in, and then there would be a little planted thing, and then when it steps on that, whatever is holding that up, would fall onto, it would kind of close in, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that was getting kind of difficult, or even with just building walls. So I decided I could just do, put some things to make it to where, it gets tangled, and then maybe, kind of something falls.
Nice. I'm excited. We're going to try to wrap those up today, too. What about you, Daniel?
So I did something similar to Andrew, but it's different. So, I haven't, fully designed it where everyone hasn't designed. But I was thinking of, a popsicle up here. And there was a string that was attached to the popsicle. So, when the turkey's head hit it, it would turn in a different direction, and then the trap would go down while the turkey could, like, for example, when the turkey hits it, there's a chance that it could, like, fall down, and then the trap would trap the
turkey. Oh, because it runs into something, and then it will fall down? Yeah. Okay. We'll see. It's tricky to get the trapping mechanism started, right? A lot of them have great nets or boxes, but then how do we get that to do something? That's what we're going to work on some more this afternoon. All right. Well, I think that's it for this week. This is Mrs. Fernandez.
Knox.
Andrew.
And Daniel.
Saying, Happy December!
Make it a great day or not.
Make it a great day or not. The choice is yours.